I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic and Peninsula Performances, and it's time for a tour chat, where our station manager Evelyn Massaro and I talk about some of the exciting things you can do when you join us on our next adventure with Public Radio 90. The Imperial City's tour to Prague, Vienna, and Budapest takes place April 8th to 18th in 2019, and we are more than excited to share what we've found to do that isn't in the itinerary.
You know, although I'm not really a wine drinker, because, you know, beer is one of the big things. I think Prague is a really big beer drinking country.
That
so I'll be
probably
doing some drinking of that beer in Prague. But Vienna, they don't export their wine. So really the only place you're going to be able to experience Viennese wine is in Vienna.
That was a really interesting point that you, because we talked about this before and how, you know, you can't really get outside of Vienna and really have really good Viennese wine unless you have that exported. So how do they do that where they have it all in? Because I see cobblestone roads and big, you know, aspiring cityscapes. So how do they do that?
They actually have 1,700 acres of vineyards within the city limits.
Wow.
So it's the only city in the world with significant local wine growing.
That's
but the Viennese love their wine so much that they are not sending it to anybody else. They're keeping it all for themselves to drink and the visitors that come to their country. So that is going to be a definite thing that we're going to need to have to do is drink some of that Viennese wine.
I wonder if we have to step on the grapes first to have them let us have some of the wine. I don't know. They must
maybe
have it available somewhere.
You must jump in the bucket 10 times before you get a glass of wine.
When you pass the test.
You know, I also didn't know that Vienna has won numerous awards for being the city with the best quality of life and the most sustainable city in the world.
That's a good sign.
So it will be interesting. One of the things that I read is that you pack your own groceries and you bring your own grocery bag because they don't have grocery bags there for you at the store. You need to bring those on your own.
Right.
But as part of this tour, I don't think we're going to need to worry about groceries.
Yeah, I don't have to head to the store for too much.
Yeah. And, you know, I was really surprised to see their public transit system is based on trust. So you can ride the trains and the buses and you do have to buy a ticket, but there's no turnstiles or no conductors coming around to make sure that you actually bought that ticket. They just trust that you did, which I kind of like that. I like a nice trusting
city. That's kind of a way of life kind of thing where it's built on trust and some responsibility too. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Just youpers. You know, we'll fit right in.
We're more
Vienna,
Viennese
I
than
think.
We know. Sign up for the Imperial City's tour to Prague, Vienna, and Budapest today with Laura Chapman at Holiday Travel Vacations and visit our tour blog at wnmufm.org. We can't wait to explore the Imperial Cities with you.